Welcome to Kill Meat and Friends.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. I was shocked to see. I just thought your life was on a fast forward. Everything was going great. Mm-hmm. You're married to the most famous surfer in the world. You and Laird have become the dynamic couple, but you talk about things that everybody talks about. The struggles a couple who feels as though they're in a great marriage goes through, because once they're married, it's anything but easy. But then you talk about that, motherhood, while still being an athletic superstar. It's what is the message that we can take from this?
Well, I mean, originally I used to do a blog for fun with my site called Death by Domestication, and it was an ongoing kind of joke and conversation about how, you know, nutty domestic living can be, you know, cohabitation, raising kids, you know, all of that. And obviously it's from a woman's point of view, because I'm a woman, and then they said, hey, do you want to write this book? And I was like, not really. But then I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, why not, you know, create the conversation that I think a lot of people are going through. And you know, having said that, I always say, listen, this is one scenario. There's a lot of different scenarios out there in life, and to be as honest as I could be, and try to have fun with it too. You know, the book is not heavy-handed, and open it up for discussion, because again, I think a lot of people are going through it, and that's the thing. Nothing is perfect, and to sort of get over that idea of either the happily ever after or perfect, and not be freaked out when it's not, because it's never.
Right. So. Here's the thing that people look at you on. Laird Hamilton is in unbelievable shape, a great looking guy. He lives a perfect life. Gabrielle Reese, you are absolutely stunningly beautiful and successful and a great competitor. You put them together and you expect your life's going to be on the fast track. You get married, you're happy. But what did you find out when you guys started living together?
That we didn't have any clue about being married or you know, understanding the other person's ways and needs and such. And we almost got divorced maybe 4 years into it. And
you started the process, right?
I'm sorry?
You started the process of getting divorced, correct?
Well, my husband was very chivalrous. He sort of said, get a lawyer. So it was one of those, you know, him being polite within that dynamic. And so, yeah, I mean, I did. In fact, it was filed. That's how it became public record. And then we decided that it was definitely worth something to work out, and we just had to put it out on the table. You know, I think for me, I was very young when I met my husband. I was 25. I didn't understand, like, how to speak up necessarily and be okay with having temporary confrontation. You know, I thought, well, if you love somebody, keep everything really smooth and perfect, and then ended up holding a lot of things in and then resenting it later. So I think it was just more about kind of learning how to be, and also not trying to change the other person. That I think that's a big thing in life is, if you've decided that this person fundamentally has kind of the things that are important to you on you know, basic levels, then you have to let the rest kind of ride, you know?
Right. For example, you talk about how he lived to surf, and if the weather was bad, he'd be impossible to live with.
Yeah.
You'd be walking on eggshells because of the wind or the rain.
Yeah. I mean, my husband, but this is another thing that's true to everyone. What makes someone great and dynamic is connected to something that could be challenging, a challenging trait. So you can't say, hey, get rid of one and keep the other. And so you just learn either, for me, I stopped walking around on eggshells. And my husband also did better about making it sort of not like it was never personal. And I stopped taking it personal. That was another big lesson for me, and is a lesson for me, is not to take things personally.
How important was it? So you decide to get back together. You realize, you know, you're different people, but you definitely want to make it work. When you get back together, you realize how much did it help that he started – even though he was successful already and didn't want to be famous, but he started to get the American Express commercial, started doing his own TV show. Everyone started to know him as well. And you were already famous. Did that help?
That was very helpful. You know, you want to act like sometimes the outside world doesn't impact your inside dynamic, but it does. And I'm not talking about we have public jobs on some level. I'm just saying in general, if you get outside confirmation, and I think it's very true for men, that is very good for them. You know, a man's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I'm at least certain men, you know, they their sense of accomplishment, like, okay, I'm doing what I need to be doing. And again, having said that, you know, there's certain men who their dynamic with their partner is like, okay, you know what, right now you have a kick out, you know, a really good job, and I'll stay home and, and help with the family. So it's just about that understanding. But it was very helpful, yes. I'm not going to lie.
It was helpful when he get, and so out there, if we can learn from that, is if a husband feels threatened by a wife that's successful, go get an American Express commercial. And that would even the playing field.
It just fix everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabby Reese is our guest. The name of the book is My Foot is Too Big for the Glass Slipper. What do you mean by that?
Well, I have very big feet, so it's sort of a pun on...
Well, you are big. You're like six... Yes. Are you 6'1"?
I'm 6'3", and I would say, I weigh 175 pounds. I have a size 12 foot. I was an 11, and then after playing for many years and having children, my foot got bigger. But, the idea of, like, the happily ever after or the perfect, that's what we sort of said, let's deconstruct that a little bit. And why is that what we're trying to go for? Why are we trying to go for perfect? Why don't we just enjoy kind of the what is and make that the best it can be? And it's, it's crazy, and it can be sloppy and messy and chaos, especially, with little kids and stuff, and enjoy that.
The other thing you write about is you really took, you almost, to me, this is my words, not yours.
What?
You surprised yourself by how much you love parenting.
I know. Well, I wasn't around little babies. And so people are like, you want to hold the baby? I'm like, no, that's all right. And I used to joke with my husband when I was pregnant with our second daughter, because I have a stepdaughter. Can they just come out three so they can say, like, I need water. Like, I was not interested in little babies. And
right.
Then when I have my own, that's what I think is so great is nature, it helps you out. Because what you don't naturally have, it will sort of give you when the time is right. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So you have two daughters now. They also made the cover.
Yeah, I actually
three
have
daughters.
Three. I have three, yeah.
So did the other daughter didn't make the cover?
She,
no, there she is. She's on the back.
For that because she was in school, so we have a family photo on the back, yeah.
Great. So you have three daughters now. And how has that helped or hurt your relationship?
Oh, my married relationship?
Yep.
Well, the running joke about, your sex life and stuff, that's sort of, that can take a big hit off.
You have less sex.
Well, you're just sneaking around, or you have, like, you go look at your husband and you go, well, there's 5 minutes, and they sort of go, oh, God, sex on cue kind of thing.
Right.
I think it's helped our marriage because I think both of us have now gained another level of respect for each other, because seeing that person in that dynamic can make you respect them even more. But it certainly adds, what is the word? It just adds another layer, which can create another challenge between two people, because you have all this action going on, and these little humans with their own personalities and agendas and needs. And so I think children... Listen, they're a lot of work. It's there's nothing like it. But when people are like, oh, it's like, come on, they're a lot of work.
It is. But the way you describe it in the beginning, you're saying, wow, I want to get a nanny. Let me sleep overnight.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, like, forget it. I'm holding my own kid. I can do it all myself. So the same focus you brought to your athletic career, you brought to parenting, and I think is awesome and a great lesson. And you're not telling everyone to be like you. You're just you're letting people know that you're like us.
Well, 100%. We're all, I think a lot of us are more similar than we, like to believe.
But how athletic are these kids between Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese? How many sports are they playing?
Well, I mean, my youngest is five, so I'm not shoving her into a bunch of things. She plays a little tennis, and she does a ton of stuff in the water. But that's the thing, too. I don't want to live through my kids, and they're
active.
Oh, I do. Huh?
I do. I'm looking to do that. I'm a little bored with myself.
You're a weekend, the Little League dad. But that's, listen, most of our kids are not going to be scientists or professional athletes. So really, at least the kids should enjoy themselves. And, my kids are athletic, but it's not like, now we're going to navigate them into, like, a professional career. It's like, we'll see what happens.
I agree. I'm just saying that there's certain things they're naturally good at.
Sure.
For example, there's one thing that happened with me is my dad was a chemist, and I was terrible in science. So we're doing genetic testing now to make sure. But, I mean, there's a chance. But, I mean, the level that these kids are going to be, every time they take gym, your kid's going to get picked first, even if they're not good at sports.
Hey, listen, I'm just helping my kids walk out of my house with some manners, and they know how to take care of themselves. And after that, I'll be happy,
All right, I understand.
I have the same struggle, but yes, listen, they're big, strong girls. I'm not going to lie.
Now, here's your husband, one of the best servers in the world, Laird Hamilton. Did he ever watch the Brady Bunch episode when Greg hit his head and wonder if he should actually continue to serve?
Yeah, when he had that bad luck necklace on.
Exactly.
God, I love that one. Of course.
But how could you like that one, be married to a surfer?
Oh, obviously people say, hey, is it scary you? Because waves have 70, 80-foot faces, but first of all, this goes back to not changing someone. This is what my husband does. This is what my makes my husband happy. And you know, this is what I say to my friends. Like, if your guy's like, "Hey, I'm going to play basketball or go play golf," you're like, "Awesome. I'll see you later." Because they're doing something good. They're not saying, "Hey, I'm going to the bar and doing whatever." So I think sometimes, because us women don't know how to play and have fun sometimes, we don't understand either the importance of it, or we try to stop our partner. And I think that's what we can learn from men, which is, hey, it's important to, like, go do things that are just fun because. But, you know, listen, Laird is a very professional, prepared person. He's been doing this for over 40 years. So you have to realize the way he approaches it gives me some level of comfort.
I think your book's going to be a big hit because you are very honest and you're very open, and I think people can relate to you. They see this perfect couple, and they understand that you're very much like everybody else. And those kids are three lucky kids.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to pretend. I don't like to fudge and pretend. I'm not going to say we don't have there's some very unusual aspects of our life, like just even the locations that we live and our occupations. But I'm saying what goes on, the nuts and bolts, they really are very similar to all. We're all going through it, you know.
I'm with you. Gabby Reese, I look forward to seeing you in studio soon.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on the book called My Foot Is Too Big for the Glass Slipper.